This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I think that means we're on the air. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we're broadcasting from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Kyle's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Doc Ram's with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, DocRam.com. Welcome, Rick!
Hi, God, it's all wind up. Hi. Good morning. Yeah, you
it's
wind it
great
up.
To hear
you
your
know,
voice.
I did a movie like that, a pilot, last weekend. I didn't know it was a pilot, and I was blown away. Dennis Dragon, a friend of mine, has a studio, Steve Miller's old studio here in Grants Pass at Pacifica. And he said, there's a party and good music. And I said, cool, you're invited. Okay. So Julie and I went, and it turned out it was not a party. It was a pilot shoot with directors and all kinds of things running around, and it's like hee-haw. And they had me as the scientist guy.
Did you have a hat on?
I don't know, man. I had no clue. He said, just be yourself. And I didn't know what to do because everybody's doing pratfalls and craziness, you know, being hauled out because they got political or something. It's called Podunk. It's a little town called Podunk in the Free State of Jefferson. And the musicians that they had were as good as Roy Clark. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
The guy was perfect in his tone with his guitar. I have never seen, I've seen a couple of guitars, even Eric Clapton was not as good as this guy in terms of purity of note. He was excellent. And so off we go. I didn't think it was going to go. I thought it was stupid. But yeah, never know because, you know, what do I know? And he said it's already been sold.
You know, you mentioned Roy Clark. Roy Clark grew up in a little hamlet called Meharon, Virginia. And the claim to fame is that Roy Clark is from Meharon. And he'd come back to his old stomping grounds every once in a while. And it was like the next town over from us, just a couple miles down the road. And he would come to Longwood University, and he'd play there. And we spent a lot of time at Longwood University. That's where one of the debates was, the vice presidential debate at Longwood University in Farmville, Virginia. Just a little tidbit. Hey, Rick, really serious what's going on at the Hanford Reservation in Washington.
It's really getting weird everywhere. If Hanford is leaking, you can well imagine what the New Madrid fault line is doing. I can't even fathom why anyone would be driven to want to build more nuclear reactors. It doesn't make any sense. We still don't have a way to deal with a waste material. That was supposed to be a solved technology, you know, 10 years ago. And all of them, the General Electric, Daiichi-like reactors, every single one of them is leaking. Hanford,
okay.
You're going to need a Geiger counter now to buy fish.
Mm-hmm. Rick, you mentioned General Electric, and I'm glad you did. And one of the things that we do here at USA Prepares is we connect the dots, and we actually share experiences that we've had over the years to add additional evidence to the things that we're saying, to actually prove that they're true. Well, when I was working, and it took me a couple minutes to tell this story, but it all is germane to the Hanford Reservation. It's all and radioactivity and nuclear reactors. So here's the story. When I worked in the banking world, every year for the three very large credit card banks I worked for and with, I would have an annual performance review. And what that meant was I'd get called into the boss's office, and sometimes it would be the boss would have a photocopy of the performance review for me. He'd have the identical copy on his desk, and we go line by line. Vinny, here's what I've seen that you've done last year, 12-month period. This is what you've done well. This is where you could use a little improvement. Stop beating up the other people you work with. whatever it said, and I'd have one of these a year. Don't leave dead bodies all around. Then I got to the new boss who came from General Electric. Oh, let me go back just a couple steps. During the performance reviews, before the General Electric management style, I'd be asked, okay, so you built this computer system, you brought in this new computer, and it's a super, super mini computer. How long is it going to last? Well, boss, it's going to last between 5 and 8 years, maybe 10. Software, we're continuing to make improvements and, software upgrades and our programming efforts will, extend the life expectancy. It supports X number of terminals, and here's what it's using, and here's what it's doing, and here's the internal customers we're supporting with it. What else have you done? And I talk about, these projects that we've done and how they worked and how long they would last. And they were always interested in return on investment. How much did it cost us? How long is it going to last? How much money did you save? And does it work? Well, when we got the new boss from General Electric, he came with a General Electric management style. And the General Electric management style has a couple interesting, we'll call them features. I don't know if they're really features. They're kind of negatives. One of them is, you've got, of all the people that have been hired, 10% of them are on the bottom. 10% are the worst performers that the organization has. So we'll get rid of them. That's one thing that's part of the General Electric management style. 10% are on the bottom. And any organization, that's true. It's absolutely true. They may be great people, but in General Electric's view, they're on the bottom, so let's get rid of them. So they do. Another thing that General Electric does is a different way of performance measurement. And that is when you get hauled into the boss's office and the boss takes the document to review you, you've already seen it. You've already seen it. And the reason you've seen it is you've already filled it out. You filled out what you've done for the last year. And then you review with your boss what you tell him you've done. You fill out your own performance review. And then he talks about how you can do better. And then he adds, or she adds, additional information. So, for example, boss, I built this computer system. Okay, how long is it going to last? That's not a question that's asked. Why? Because the boss only wants to know what you have done this past year. You're not measured on what you have done, what you've done that will last 5, 8 years, 10 years in the future. They don't care about that. It's what have you done now, right now. And next year we'll talk about what you've done for that year. Now, what that tells me is that we're not looking toward the future. We're not looking at things the way I look at things, the way you look at things, Rick. And if we are building nuclear reactors and the people who are building them get the same kind of performance review that I got from the General Electric management style, they're not worried about tomorrow. They're not worried about a calamity, a catastrophe. They're not worried about a Fukushima. They're worried about right now. And their raise is based on what they've done for the last year, not how much concrete is in that reactor containment building, not how much steel, how much rebar, how much reinforcing, how much lead lining. They don't worry about that. What they're worried about is what has happened just now, because that's how the performance review is based. If that's the case, Rick, we've got a bunch of problems all over the world based on the General Electric management style, and that's my opinion. You have a reaction to that?
Yeah. Never mind, I'm not going to say it.
Rick, have you ever heard a story like that? That's absolutely true. I'm not making this up. I lived that. I lived that.
Some bad news. Yeah,
I thought that was bad news.
When? Okay. Yes. No.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Chemtrails. One of the primary things it's doing, besides weather modification, of course, is now a radiation shield. I saw it. They had several trails, and then they ran a plasma to cross them. And it shielded nuclear radiation because we're slated to have a war with North Korea. They've been planning it all along. Good
well,
for business.
Rick, for those of us who have been paying attention,
right, but the nuclear, they'll stop the radiation. It'll form a shield. Of course, it'll look like Battlefield Earth out of L. Ron Hubbard with a poisoned atmosphere and belching radiation in the air. But this is crazy to even think of it. And Trump, because they have tactical nukes now, this is that fullerene fusion bomb. The precision on that is so concise that Russia just tested one up in the northern part of Russia, and it's creepy.
Rick, are you saying that this can be an oh yeah kind of a thing, like one country lets one off and the next country says oh yeah?
Well, the New World Order has an agenda, and part of that statement is nine-tenths of the Earth is dead, gone. It's easier to rule a smaller group of people.
Henry Kissinger was at the White House. That's a pretty scary thought.
Wow, there he is. Yeah, Dr. Strangelove in costume.
He came out of hiding. I remember just before Bob Chapman died, I asked him about some of the players in the hierarchy of who runs what. And it's available. You can find it. I don't know the date. But many years ago, I asked, and it's available on YouTube. I asked Bob Chapman, where is Henry Kissinger in the scheme of things? How high up is he? Number 15. That's what he said. Henry Kissinger is number 15. We'll be right back. Hanford. It's a class. I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433. 432-6433.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product. and I wasn't happy with a different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andril 400 Max, the extra strength all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andril400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And we've been talking about the Hanford site. And the Hanford site, according to Wikipedia, and let me just give you some of this information so you know what we're talking about if this is a new topic, is a mostly decommissioned nuclear production complex. It's operated by the United States federal government on the Columbia River in the United States, in the state of Washington. It's on the West Coast. The site has been known by many names, including Hanford Project, Hanford Works, Hanford Engineer Works, and Hanford Nuclear Reservation. It was established in 1943 as part of the Manhattan Project in Hanford, South Central Washington State. And it was home to the B reactor, the first full-scale plutonium production reactor in the world. Plutonium is manufactured at the site, is used in the first nuclear bomb tested at the Trinity site and Fat Man, and it was detonated in over Nagasaki, Japan. And during the Cold War, the project expanded to 9 nuclear reactors and 5 large plutonium processing complexes, which produced plutonium for most of the more than 60,000 weapons built for the U.S. nuclear arsenal. Nuclear technology developed rapidly during the period, and Hanford scientists produced major technological achievements there. Many early safety procedures and waste disposal practices were inadequate, and the government documents have confirmed that Hanford's operations released significant amounts of radioactive materials into the air and into the Columbia River. The weapons production reactors were decommissioned at the end of the Cold War, and decades of manufacturing left behind 53 million gallons of high-level radioactive waste stored within 177 storage tanks and an additional 25 million cubic feet of solid radioactive waste and 200 square miles of contaminated groundwater beneath the site. That's 200 square miles of contaminated groundwater. The federal agency charged with overseeing the site, the U.S. Department of Energy, emptied 149 single-shell tanks by pumping nearly all of the liquid waste out into 28 newer double-shell tanks. DOE later found that water intruding into at least 14 single-shell tanks, and that one of them had been leaking about 640 gallons per year into the ground since 2010. Here's the problem. So we've entrusted our government to take care of this, and they failed us miserably, right? Rick, I said it's a ticking time bomb. Do you think I was exaggerating it at all?
Well, you know, our government isn't what we think it is. It's a monster. And it's the worst bully in world history. And we have, it's a shame. It's a shame because we were, the principles that we were founded on have been forgotten. I don't know. I have my own opinion.
Okay. All right. Rick, one of the things that we learned is that this is a decommissioned site. Decommissioned my foot. There are 3,000 people working there. How do 3,000 people work at a decommissioned site? And decommissioned sounds like it's inactive. It's not being used for anything.
Oregon's there got a burial ground also, and that's the problem. They didn't know how to get rid of it except put it in the ground and let, you know, history deal with it. And it's, you know, nobody says, well, nobody wants to live there anyway. It's all lava and things like that. Hanford is next to the Columbia River, and that's a large river that dumps into the ocean. And my guess is the radioactive tuna and that was taken in San Francisco came from Hanford, not Fukushima. And they have had right on along. Hanford is, in my opinion, is considered an extinction of all life event. That's how bad it is.
All right. Let me just bring something close to home. When Mrs. Finelli and I go shopping for food, and she looks at the bags of apples, she reads where they're from. If they're from Washington State, she won't buy them. Is that something new? No. It's been like that as long as we've been married. We're talking almost 40 years. She's been reading labels, looking for where...
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions, so I don't have to, which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why? Today,
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, DocRam.com. Rick, I mentioned that Mrs. Fennelly and I have been married almost 40 years, and we don't eat apples that come from Washington State, and here's why. We've known about the Hanford Reservation for a very long time. We know that it's been leaking. We know that the radioactive waste has been dumped on the ground, and here's the problem. And we've said this in the past. So the radioactive materials are in the soil, and then plants grow on the soil. And then wildlife come by and eat some of the plants and eat some of the little bugs and in nature's hierarchy, in the food chain. And then they all have waste. And then the waste gets deposited as these animals travel farther and farther away from the reservation. So we're talking about ants and rabbits and worms and birds, and they are ever increasing the circle of radioactivity outward from the dump site, from this nuclear reservation. So we're concerned about the Columbia River. Now we know that the radioactivity is leaking into the Columbia River and it's going downstream, and the Columbia River enters into the ocean. We know that. We know that there are foodstuffs that are grown that are radioactive from there. That's a huge concern for us. Now, we've been told that it's okay. And there's a post that Joey sent me. I'm sure he sent it to you, too. Thank you, Joey. About the Hanford Reservation. And one of the quotes is, in this article from Mike Adams, and that's naturalnews.com, the first rule of radiological disasters is that the government lies to the public. The government lies to the public. And it says, in the aftermath of the Fukushima fiasco, for example, we saw how the Japanese government regulators ordered radiation detection equipment turned off in order to avoid anyone seeing insanely high readings. Even as the fuel rods melted through the floor of the Fukushima Daiichi facility, robots were being fried by the radiation. The government told all of its citizens there was nothing to worry about.
That's like lemmings and Japan. And good luck.
Rick, how serious do you think this situation of the Hanford, and I'll post this on the article that Joey sent me the link to. I'll post it on the website, USA Prepares. By the way, Joey is a USA Prepares instructor in Michigan, and he's absolutely brilliant. And when he calls in his wisdom, very, very high IQ, he sees things from different angles from most people. Very brilliant guy. And he keeps us apprised of the latest that we need to know about. Hanford, here's the title of this. Hanford nuclear site tunnel collapses, leads to mass evacuation, radiological contamination, and a FAA airspace ban. Airspace ban.
Well, you see, it's like Indian Point in New York City, just above it on the Hudson.
Uh-huh.
And down in Florida, near not Pensacola, the other side, I forget the name of that town, that the radiation is leaking so badly that there are things like there are no insects along the East Coast anymore. How does that work? Well, we are slowly poisoning everything. And, or someone is, something is terraforming right in front of our eyes, because it's crazy that they would, you know, note this, Three Mile Island, and then just continue. It's crazy.
Well,
and that's why
I mentioned
number one in my all time, before GMOs, before chemtrails, before any of it, it's radiation. And that's why this is the 6th epoch for trial by fire.
We can stop GMO. We can stop GMO. We can do that. I mean, you know, if people, even if they violently wanted to stop GMOs, they could do it. I'm not suggesting that, but what I'm saying is there are ways that the villagers could stop it. It wouldn't be pleasant.
We could probably do the same thing with radiation using fullerenes. We could take structured water and carbon and lock it up, probably.
Yeah. Lock it up, but we can't get rid of it. I mean, we can move it.
What you do is you then put it in a nice, neat bowl and you shoot it into the sun.
And that works as long as the rocket doesn't fail on the launch pad.
Yeah,
right?
There you go. Whoops, and it falls back to Earth. There it comes. Here it comes. The new science fiction. I don't have a clue.
Rick,
give it to your neighbor in the center of the galaxy, the white hole, black hole thing.
Yeah.
You know, dark energy. Yeah. Here it comes.
We've been mean. Americans have been mean since the beginning. Okay, since we blamed the Tea Party on the Indians. Okay, we've been lying, cheating, stealing, obfuscating, confusing, and shifting the blame to other people who don't deserve it. So, Rick, sending our radioactive waste to our neighbors—that's not like the welcome wagon, is it?
Well, you know, the two scientists are walking down the hall, and the one scientist said to the other, well, we can put it in hot dogs. It's a known fact that the American public will eat anything in a hot dog.
Yep. We call them tube steaks.
Yeah.
Tube
steaks. Something in the jungle out there with Upton Sinclair. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Rick, so according to this article, Natural News, Mike Adams, plutonium-239 has a half-life of 24,000 years. 24,000 years.
That's
so if we're trying to get rid of something that has a half-life of 24,000 years, that's a huge problem.
Well, that's why we wanted fusion. We can break it down. Fusion. Yeah. We want to break it down. We want to change it into something else. Use it as a building block. Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds to me like what we have done is we have lied to the Americans, actually to the entire world, about what we're doing.
Well, yeah, we made a bunch of money, and then you left the problem to your daughter.
Yeah, like the Hooker Chemical Company, where they left a radioactive dump site, and they left it for us to clean up as an EPA Superfund site.
Yeah, inheritance.
Rick, I had a chance to make a phone call yesterday to thank somebody, and I was out on our dirt road, and our son and Mrs. Finelli and I were installing some fence gates to move cows from one field to another. And I was along the road, and I heard this loud scraping sound about almost a mile away, and so I drove down there. I was going toward the house anyway. And head-to-head, I met this guy with a road grader. And he had a really nice road grader. And he was leveling out our dirt road from the washout from the couple storms we've had. And I stopped and I rolled down the window. And I said, you're doing a great job. You really are. Absolutely spectacular. Superb. And I said, by the way, I just want to let you know that gravel that was on the road, or that dirt that looks like somebody scooped it up and moved it, well, that was us. We took our backhoe and we couldn't get out of one of our gates, and we just grabbed some piled up rock and dirt and we moved it so that we could get in and out of our gate. And he said, that's kind of what I thought you guys did. So what we did was we took road gravel and creek gravel that was in the road in a wash down the hill, and we moved it to where it needed to be so we could get in and out of our gate. And he actually kind of appreciated it because we're, you know, being proactive. So I thanked him for a job well done. And I decided to call his boss when I got back to the farm and tell his boss what a great job he's doing. He told me he'd been working on it had that job since January. He's still learning, but he's really, really conscientious. And he said the roads are washing out and it's a big problem. So I called his boss, who was the number two guy there at the county in the road and bridges department. And I was explaining to him that this young man, John, did a fabulous, fabulous job. He said, well, great. I said, by the way, I want to let you know that you probably don't know this, but one of the ditches on our road is so deep that a car flipped over in the ditch. It literally was upside down on its roof. That's how deep the ditch was, and I'm talking 3 feet deep. So, you know, if you just lose control for a second, or if you're looking at your cell phone and you go off in the ditch, you're going to go upside down. And that's what this car did. So I explained to the number two guy at the road and bridges department in our county about this, and I said that, you know, the police spray-painted the car, so it said, like, no dead bodies inside. And the locals were trying to figure out how to get this thing out of the ditch and turn it over without calling a wrecker. And I explained that we used our backhoe and we pulled it out and cut our neighbor's fence and we repaired our neighbor's fence and got this car out of there and without ruining it and towed it to this guy's house with our backhoe. And I explained that, you know, this is probably something that the county would consider a liability, having ditches this big that they'd get sued over because they're dangerous. And here's what he said. He said, I agree with you. I'm paraphrasing. I agree with you. There are ditches that are 6 feet wide and 4 feet deep. And miles and miles and miles of them exist in our county. And he said, we don't have enough dirt to fill them in. We don't know what to do. His words, we don't know how to fix this problem. Now, this guy's been on the job, this particular job, for over 20 years. He knows where all the roads are. He knows where all the ditches are. He's seen them all. It's not like he's new. It's not like he's from a place that has roads that are all paved. He has vast experience with dirt roads. And he's saying, we don't know what to do. We don't know how to fix them. We can't fix them. And there's not enough dirt to fix them. When we come back, I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. You're not going to believe it. You're not going to believe what I'm going to tell you about the problem with the roads and bridges here in our neck of the woods in Missouri. And this is just symptomatic of what's happening all over the country. Doc Ram and I'll be right back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. So, Rick, I was on the phone with the number two guy at Roads and Bridges in our county here in Missouri. And we had a wonderful chat. We were talking about what's really happening. And he said, you know, the weather's crazy. You can't predict it. And I mentioned chemtrails, and he didn't really know much about them. So I told him about Dane Wigington and some of our work that we do and here, and I pointed him to YouTube and so on, podcasts, and how he can listen to some of our information that we've talked about over the years and Republic Broadcasting and Genesis Communications and so forth. And it was very interesting. And he said, you know, we've had, last year we had a 100-year flood. And the year before that we had a 100-year flood. And we had a 500-year flood. He said, in the last 3 years, we've had, you know, 100 and 500-year floods. And they're only supposed to happen in every 100 or 500 years. We're having them every year. And he said, they're wiping out our roads. And we don't have enough material to fix it. We don't have enough dirt, rock, stone. We can't fix the roads. All it can do is kind of reshape them a little bit. And they're just getting worse. They're generally not getting better because when we first moved here, we had a small ditch. And the idea was, you know, along the edge of the dirt road, you'd have like a 1 foot ditch and the road would be crowned and the water from the rain would run from the center of the road off both sides of the road and go into the ditch and then run downhill because we have a lot of hills here in the Ozark Mountains. And everything would be good. But what's happened is we've had so much rain that the rain has washed away the light soil and it's washed it downhill. And it's gone. And what's left is what's called creek gravel. There's small rocks the size of your fist and smaller, and some larger rocks as the size of small cars. So that's what's left here, and it's really hard to fix the road with that because there's not enough material. And he's absolutely right. He's absolutely right. They can't bring in enough dump trucks full of dirt because they don't have it. They don't have the material to fill the dump trucks. So, Rick, the point I'm trying to make is we're using up things, we're wearing out things, and we're making a lot of mistakes, human mistakes, like weather manipulation. It's causing problems all over. And there are consequences to these mistakes. And there are consequences to the General Electric management style, which is, let's just worry about right now. And when you have greedy people who are only interested in their own little world, their own performance review for that year, how much money am I going to get more than I got last year? What's my raise going to be? And what do I have to do to get a bigger raise? What do I have to do that to get that? They don't worry about the future. They don't worry about the ramifications, the consequences, and the downstream effects of what they're doing. That's the problem.
We took
it's as simple as just look.
Yeah, we took our topsoil and water for granted. That's why we grew corn, which, you know, is a real problem in terms of what it does to the soil.
Mm-hmm.
And water, of course,
yeah,
is so plentiful.
And then we have stupid people in the Missouri state government, absolutely stupid, ignorant
there
people.
There he goes.
Roy Blunt and his son, Matt, and the other people who are involved with that ilk, and they said, you know what, corn, we'll make ethanol. We'll take a gallon of energy, and we'll make 9/10 of a gallon of energy out of it, and we'll call that great.
You know,
we'll have a net loss.
The tide change up in Nova Scotia of 60 feet, actually with the buoys that we use here in Oregon, would be enough power generated just in Nova Scotia to power the entire eastern seaboard.
All you're talking about...
Just on the moving of the waves. Tide.
What you're talking about, Rick, is something that I read about in Popular... I believe it was Popular Science or Popular Mechanics in the 60s or 70s. And basically they said, all you have to do is have a float. Or you have a wave, like a wing, that the waves move back and forth. And it creates, from the lateral motion, it creates reciprocating motion, kind of like a steam engine on a locomotive. And it generates electricity through turning a turbine. And we can use that. And it's free. It's absolutely free, except for the hardware and the engineering. Really good point. And we could have done it years ago. And how much pollution? Just the pollution in the making of the machinery. Good point, Rick. Rick, when we come back, asteroid mining, Volksgardens, class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brendan Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.